WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A Republican state senator flips on Medicaid expansion in Virginia, raising the possibility of a budget agreement. U.S. Senator Tim Kaine visits Harrisonburg as part of his reelection kickoff. And motorcycle rider deaths are way up in the state, and some riders blame car drivers with cell phones. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, April 9th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A key Virginia Republican has signaled support for Medicaid expansion, a move that gives pro-expansion lawmakers a majority in both chambers of the General Assembly. Virginia Beach Senator Frank Wagner said in a statement on Friday that he favors expanding Medicaid, enacting a new tax on hospitals, and using part of the extra money raised to give tax credits to lower-income Virginians. Wagner has previously voted against Medicaid expansion, and his new support could end a deadlock over the state budget. Lawmakers have been unable to pass a spending plan because of Republican infighting over whether it should include Medicaid expansion. But it is not immediately clear if Wagner's proposal will find broad support. The only other Republican senator who supports expansion, Senator Emmett Hanger, opposes the proposed hospital tax. Senator Tim Kaine is making his way around the state to kick off his bid for re-election this year. He stopped at Pale Fire Brewing Company on Saturday to meet with voters in Harrisonburg. WMRA's Calvin Pinn was there.
Tim Kaine credited recent youth-led movements as the inspiration for his goals in his bid for re-election. He says the ultimate goal is to create a Virginia that works for all.
That's the question that's facing America right now. That's a question that's facing us in these elections.
Kaine was elected to the Senate in 2012 after a political career in which he served as Virginia's governor, lieutenant governor, and mayor of Richmond. He most recently ran as the Democratic vice presidential nominee alongside Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election. His campaign philosophy is rooted in five pillars: jobs, education, health care, security, and equality. Kaine highlighted his goals, including increasing the minimum wage, expanding Medicaid, ending opioid addictions by the year 2030, implementing debt-free college and improving pay for teachers, and improving police and community relations, among others. Kaine praised Harrisonburg's openness to immigrants and refugees as an example for the rest of the country, and he criticized President Trump's harsh approach to immigration.
We need to challenge the administration on their philosophy, and then we need to work on ultimately comprehensive immigration reform. In the meanwhile, let's protect Dreamers, let's protect TPS recipients, but comprehensive immigration reform is what we need to do.
For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.
A Virginia man accused of threatening online to kill U.S. Representative Bob Goodlatte has been arrested. The Roanoke Times reports that 38-year-old Christopher Michael McGowan was arrested Friday on a federal charge of transmitting a threat. According to the FBI, the Republican representative's office reported a December tweet connected to McGowan saying he was a veteran who would arrest Goodlatte for being, quote, an enemy combatant if President Donald Trump were to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller without being impeached. He wrote he would kill Goodlatte if he resisted. McGowan told police then he'd been drinking and he did not intend to hurt anyone. Police say McGowan reported drunkenly sending aggressive tweets a week ago Sunday, but more tweets followed during the week. Goodlatte represents Virginia's 6th District in Congress, and that includes much of the Shenandoah Valley as well as the Roanoke area. Also, motorcycle-related deaths in Virginia sharply increased last year. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that motorcycle deaths climbed by nearly 50% in 2017 compared to the year before. There were 107 deaths in 2017. That is the highest since 2007, when there were 126. The Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles says it is looking into what may have caused the increase, but some motorcycle enthusiasts say that the increased use of cell phones by distracted automobile drivers is causing more crashes. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.